Toll free number 800-259-9231. That's the number you need to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Once again, that's 800-259-9231. Plus, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have yet to touch on the speech by the president tonight about immigration, the various different things that he is proposing for the country, and how bad of an idea they are. We'll get to that. Also, TDD, we're going to be getting into what that is. You may have seen it in your phone book near some government agencies, near the phone number for the library. I know there's usually a TDD line there. And I've always known it had something to do with deaf people, but I've never really known exactly what. So we will explore that and why it's a big, bloated government program that you've probably never heard of before. But first, we go to the phones. Talk to Baker in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Manwich.
Yes.
Do you recall yourself at one point saying that the sun was a sensible choice for a god because it's reliable, it's pragmatic, and it serves a purpose?
Yeah, I've actually said that many times.
Well, then I have you to thank for an extra credit point I've probably just received on my anthropology final.
Why is that?
Because the question was, what was the most interesting thing you learned in class this semester? And I really couldn't think of anything that was more interesting than anything else, so I just said Egyptian sun worship because it's a sensible choice of a religion. The sun is reliable. It's pragmatic. Damn it, you can prove it exists.
Yeah, but I've always said that the sun makes a darn good god, and I can understand why people would worship it.
Yeah, I agree with you, too.
Man, which would like a portion of your bonus point as a tax.
You can have it, man.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Baker.
You
anything, else
your
mind? Anything else on your mind other than just blatant Manwich worship tonight?
Well, I'll just make a comment about the president's speech. I watched that, and he outlined the formation of a police state.
Really?
High-tech fences around urban areas and patrol roads with systems of surveillance, you mentioned.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Fences around urban areas?
That's what he said.
Are we in Iraq?
You know, we might be.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Thanks for the call,
Baker.
No problem. We'll dig into that a little bit. 800-259-9231.
Oof. Scary. And Americans probably just lapped it right up. It'd be good to have fences around urban areas.
The more fences, the better. That's protection.
That worked in Berlin.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, and cameras on roadways?
How
to
far
watch
have we
for
gone?
Stuff?
How far have we dropped away from freedom in America? All right, Torgo, are you prepared to talk about TDD?
Yes, I believe I am.
All right. Now, what again does that stand for? Teletype device? What?
It is a telephone device for the deaf.
Telephone device for the deaf. Now, it's been around for a long time, and I did not know it was a government program, a federal government program, apparently. What's it all about? And what are we missing? What's the? Why is it such a bad thing? It sounds like it's good. It's helping the deaf people.
It is, but it's also being abused somewhat.
Hmm.
Really? All right, here's...
Now, we had somebody like this call us on the show one time.
We did.
It's been 3 years, but they called us on one of these TDD lines. It was very strange.
Okay, well, let me...
Didn't make for very good radio, I'll tell you that.
Well, let me give you an example here. This is what's going on. Relay, for people who don't know what it is an operator-assisted phone service for the deaf, hard of hearing, and the speech impaired. Operators relay calls between deaf and hearing persons, typing what's said to the deaf person and reading what is typed to the hearing person. So,
okay.
The operator is sitting there at a terminal. They're on the phone. Let's say someone who had a TDD machine was calling me.
Okay.
The operator is sitting there at a terminal and on the telephone with me.
Got it.
The speech impaired or deaf person types their message to the operator. The operator reads it to me.
Correct.
I give my response verbally. The operator then types that to the person so they see it on their TDD machine. Now, that's the way it works. It's pretty simple. It's a pretty simple system. Unfortunately, because of the fact that this is funded by the federal government, first of all, TDD is a complete... The relay service is a completely free service, free to use. Everybody pays a relay service tax on their phone bill everywhere in the country.
Oh, so everyone
pays for the relay service.
Love that crap.
And so there's no cost for the phone call at the time that you make it. The operator stays on the line and handles the phone call and says everything that is typed. So a lot of people have started using these things for prank phone calls.
Really?
Right, which is what they tried to do to us 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was obviously a prank.
It was weird.
Right, exactly. Actually, I just want
to... And you're not allowed to address the operator, either. You're not allowed to say, Operator, what the heck is going on here?
Right. And see, the thing is, what's going on is people are using this thing for prank calls and stuff like that. But at least half and probably more like 75% of all of the internet-based relay calls are either fraudulent or obscene.
Wow.
And
that's a big percentage.
Yeah.
And we're all paying for it.
In the six-month period, last year, in the six-month period ending in May of 2005, the Telephone Relay Service Fund paid out over $51 million to the providers of the internet relay services. Between 25 and 40 million of that was spent on fraud and obscenity.
Mm.
So a good deal of money is just going for people to play little pranks on the phone.
So are you telling me that people use the TDD service to call people up and essentially have the operators say, they usually come on and say something like, I have a call from you from so-and-so who is deaf. I'm not sure exactly how they started out. And then they go into whatever it is they're supposed to say. Is your refrigerator running? You know, are people right. actually doing that?
Right.
They,
well,
they,
I've actually got
them say all kinds of things.
Right.
I have a giant load in my pants.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, things, anything.
I've got a. I've actually, since we're talking about this, I've actually connected to one of the relay services.
Okay.
We've got the call on hold.
Let's bring the TDD operator on the line and see what this is all about. Hello, you're on Free Talk Live.
A person is calling you through an internet relay service. This is CA6112. Have you received an internet relay call before, sir?
A long time ago. I don't know if it was through the internet, though.
Well, the person on the line is using a free internet service to communicate with you.
Mm-hmm.
The caller is typing their conversation, which will be read to you.
Okay.
When you hear the words go ahead, it will be your turn to speak.
Now, what's
speak
your
directly name? To the caller, and everything that is heard will be typed to them.
Okay, very good. So do we start now?
Sir, could you please repeat what you said when you answered the phone?
Hi.
One moment for your call to begin, please.
Okay.
This is riveting
so
stuff.
This is what it's like when someone uses the TDD service. All right, so we're waiting for the call to begin. One of these days.
Great. Yes.
It's fabulous.
It's not exactly a very fast communication, as we determined about 3 years ago when we were being pranked via it. So hopefully this won't take too long.
TDD operators are required to say everything that is being typed for the most part.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, for the most part, are there exemptions? I'm not asking you. I'm asking. Hold on now.
This is not
You're
working well.
TDD operator, whoever you are. Operator, can you answer as to what it is that cannot be relayed? What sort of...
Unfortunately, sir, relay operators cannot answer personal questions.
But that's a question about the service, not a personal question, per se. You said there are some things that cannot be relayed, and we're exploring what this TDD service is actually on a radio show right now. So obviously, if there are certain words that you can't say, we don't want you to say them. But are you suggesting that there's certain profanity? What is it that can't be transmitted via the TDD service?
Let me just explain to you, sir. Once the call is in relay mode, meaning there's an inbound and an outbound party...
You can't talk.
Right. Everything you say is typed to the other party, and they have to answer any questions.
Right. So you follow the rules sort of like a robot, then.
Well, let me explain something to you real quick. There's you can check out your call on national radio at freetalklive.com.
Someone has actually begun typing. I'm going to...
Okay, good. Let's have it, then. Right.
Apparently, relay operators risk being fired if they don't speak everything that is typed, regardless of how obscene.
Are you reading that, or are you telling
me? He's reading
that?
It. He told.
Okay. Okay. I'm confused, obviously. Okay. Well, you know what? Are we done with this, Torgo, or are we going to...
I think so.
Let him go. Thanks for the call, Mr. Operator, whoever you are, the guy that won't answer questions. How much of that were you typing to me, Torgo? How much of what he was saying were you typing?
None of the answers to the questions.
Okay, because you were the one that was actually calling. 800-259-9231. I'm not
that
sure
failed miserably.
Yes,
I tried
really
something,
was.
But
really
it's okay.
You'll have to explain to us what you were trying.
Exactly.
This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And we invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. Experience the live streams we have there, broadband version of the show, a dial-up version there as well. For your listening convenience, they're totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. You also need to know Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to FreeStateProject.org. Again, that's FreeStateProject.org. All right, well, we just got finished with a confusing 10 minutes of radio.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it was pretty much my fault for being confused. We had a TDD operator on the line. This is a service for the deaf, a federal government program funded by millions and millions of taxpayer dollars, which, as you pointed out, Torgo, is actually used mostly for prank calls.
Right, and that's the problem with this whole service. It gets used for prank calls. It gets used for scams. A bunch of those Nigerian scams were perpetrated using relay operators. Yep, the whole Nigerian, you know, I am a prince from Nigeria. Give me your bank account information so I can hide $400 million there and you can keep half.
Yeah. And so essentially these TDD operators are, by law, not allowed to turn down the content of a call. So even if they know it's a scam, even if they know it's a prank, they have to go through with it. And so therefore there's all kinds of people using taxpayer dollars, using our money to use this service to prank and harass people. Now then, we had the TDD operator call in. Torgo, you had him call, so you were using an online service to communicate with me.
Right, because...
via the TDD operator. But however, the things that you were saying via the lines that you were saying to the operator to be said to me were confusing me because I thought that it was the operator saying those things, explaining how the service worked.
Right. So here's what ended up happening is I was trying to give an example of how a relay operator does their job. And so what a TDD relay phone call could be like. I thought Ian already had an idea of how this worked and how once we were on the call, everything he heard from that operator was being typed by me.
Right.
But Ian did not understand that and started asking the operator direct questions. So then the operator had to respond to him by telling him that he's not allowed to say anything.
Right.
And then it just devolved into a big mess. And then we all started talking over one another.
As I recall, it didn't work too well when the guy tried to prank us 3 years ago either.
But
there you go.
Not only is a bunch of money being wasted, but all of these operators now are having to do just about the worst job on the planet, too. You know, I mean, can you imagine just 90% of your job is just people
scamming.
Pranking you and scamming other people and, you know, you being forced to sit in the middle of it?
Well, you're not forced to. You
know, I mean,
job.
as far as your job duties go, your
right.
job duties require you
can't
to...
can't avoid it.
Right.
So what's the answer here? I mean, abolish the TDD program, allow phone companies to offer their own deaf services?
Absolutely.
Own?
People would step right into this market.
Yeah, if
there's demand for this.
If there was a relay service available, the privately operated relay service available, I know that...
they could easily turn down content.
Right, they could easily turn down the content, and they could easily find funding. That's not a problem whatsoever.
Sure.
You know,
but it's not as much fun.
Well, if they're able to turn down,
not have the taxes.
But if they're able to turn down the content, then it shouldn't be. They shouldn't need near the amount of funding. Obviously, it's overfunded
right.
because it's a government program, and overfunded because 80% of the calls are pranks. So therefore, if you were to cut out all of those prank calls and only actually provide legitimate services, it would probably be very small, a small program, a small department within any telecom budget, and they could probably just cover it with their operating costs. I mean, I can't imagine it would be a huge burden on any company to provide this service.
Right, and see, the thing is, the reason all of this abuse, it didn't used to get abused as badly as it does now, because you used to have a TDD. You used to have a telephone device for the deaf.
I see.
A physical box that you plugged into your phone line.
Got it.
Now, what I was using was an internet relay service, which is just a web page that anybody can get to. It's that one was run by Sprint, but there are, you know, 50 or 60 other ones that,
right.
you know, anybody with a web browser can go and type in a phone number and start doing a little relay.
And there's no security in that. If they discover that you are a pranker, they can't block out your IP address. They can't say no. You can't ever call again. They have to keep taking your calls.
Actually, Sprint's internet relay service, the one that I was using to call the show, has a bot set up for AOL Instant Messenger. You can just add it to your buddy list. So you want to prank somebody, you just send this thing an IM with a phone number, and it starts a conversation.
Oh, my goodness.
Anybody, anytime.
Wow. So this needs to go away, then.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting information on a government program we were not even aware of.
It's just all the good ideas that people have for government programs.
So, I mean, I feel bad not only that, you know, all of this money is being wasted, but then all of the people who have taken the job because they wanted to do something that would be helpful to the deaf community
right.
now are maybe staying at the job because they know that the 25% of calls that they get that are good are worth it to them, but then the other 75% of the time they've got to put up with all the crap.
That's unfortunate.
You know, it's just, it's an awful solution all around with the internet relay services.
Well, leave it to the government. You want to help deaf people and blind people and people that need assistance, let's let the private charities do it. Let's let companies figure out ways to help instead of expecting the federal government to solve these problems, because it's obviously not doing a great job and wasting our money to boot. Let's talk to Michael in California. To the phones we go. It is your show. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live of the Intorgo and Manwich.
Hello. Hello. Hey. First-time caller.
What's on your mind?
Hey, buddy.
I like your show. I normally listen on podcasts, so I never get a chance to call in.
Oh, well, but here you are.
Tonight I was surfing the web, and I noticed on the Coast to Coast AM website, I remember you guys were having a good time about some of their guests, and I thought you'd be interested in one of tonight's guests.
Who would that be?
Someone by the name of Aaron Russo.
Yes, the producer of Freedom to Fascism, America Freedom to Fascism. Good for Aaron. Get some good exposure out of that.
Yeah, I thought you guys might be interested in...
I'm not going to listen, because, I'm busy, but maybe some people will. Anything else on your mind?
Ian's not a nice guy.
Is that all you want to do, is plug Coast to Coast?
He's plugging Aaron Russo.
Mainly Aaron Russo.
Okay, there you go.
I guess he's talking about the IRS and what they're up to.
Indeed. Michael, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for listening. 800-259-9231.
It doesn't sound like that discussion would have enough ghosts or aliens for Coast to Coast.
I don't know. I guess they get political from time to time there, and not that I really listen. So.
Maybe IRS was founded by people with Nephilim DNA who can't get past the force field.
I have no idea what a Nephilim DNA is. Is that an alien or something?
Something to do with aliens.
Yeah.
All right. 800.
Aliens and angels and stuff like that.
259-8231. All right, do we talk about the drinking age or Bush's speech tonight?
I didn't listen to the speech.
I say we're all old enough to drink, so why don't we just get smashed and talk about the president?
Well, we can talk about the president, but I don't drink. So,
okay.
According to the Associated Press, we didn't listen to the speech, but it was promoted in advance. They released the text to the speech in advance, so all the news services pretty much had put out a summary of what it was he was going to say. Apparently, according to the AP, President Bush is to order as many as 6,000 National Guard troops to increase enforcement at the Mexican border, part of a $1.9 billion drive to tighten security and win conservative backing in Congress for a broad election year overhaul of the nation's tattered immigration laws. Bush says, quote, "We do not yet have full control of the border, and I am determined to change that." The speech will come as the Senate begins work on legislation to strengthen border security, authorize new guest worker programs, and give an eventual chance at citizenship to most of the estimated 12 million people already living illegally in the United States. See if we can grab some excerpts from the speech here in moments. Your calls as well. We already had one guy call in and say essentially it was a map for the police state. Pretty disturbing. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly-Clark.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there, over 100,000 posts for you to surf around through, over 1,200 people interacting, various different conversations from fun to serious issues. You'll find it all, the bulletin board system, bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, bbs.freetalklive.com. So, Manwich, the president gave himself a speech tonight on national television.
Big one. Immigration.
I have uncovered the text of the speech, and I haven't had time to dissect it. I haven't had time to highlight anything, so we're just going to kind of jump around and see what looks interesting, basically. And if you've got comments, if you saw it, you want to tell us what you thought, again, chime in or bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. We had a gentleman call in earlier who pointed out that he thought it was a roadmap to the police state. Now, he starts out in this...
You know, if you're trying to eradicate drugs and you're trying to catch all the immigrants, you're going to have a really, really big, effective police department. And sounds like a police state to me.
Well, he starts out with some flowery language about how illegal immigrants are living in the shadows of society, using forged documents to get jobs. They're part of American life. We should protect we should help the illegal immigrants become legal, because he's touting that he thinks that immigrants are a good thing. So he's still sort of skirting both sides of the fence, saying that, you know, he wants to allow people into this country. He seems to understand that immigration is a good thing for America, but then he gets to the whole part about the law and how we're a nation of laws.
Well, illegal immigration is bad for everyone. It just shouldn't be illegal.
There just should be immigration and no legal process involved.
I think that free people should be able to move freely across borders.
Well,
although it's difficult to do that with the way our foreign policy is, and I certainly don't want to give welfare to anybody, let alone the immigrants that are coming into the country, and I don't think that hospitals should be required to treat them as patients.
Well, let's see here. According to his speech, he supports comprehensive immigration reform that will accomplish five clear objectives.
Oh, boy.
First, the United States must secure its borders. This is a basic responsibility of a sovereign nation. That's one of those words that's going thrown out there for the Minutemen. They really love that idea. Well,
well, we're supposed to be a sovereign nation. That means we have to have borders.
Well, he says it's also an urgent requirement of our national security. Our objective is straightforward. The borders should be open to face to trade and lawful immigration, and shut to illegal immigrants, as well as criminals, drug dealers, and terrorists. He goes on to talk about how he was the governor of Texas, and he knows how hard it is to enforce the border. He points out that they have apparently increased funding for border security by 66% since he's been in office, expanded the Border Patrol from 9,000 to 12,000 agents. That's a 33% increase in staffing. The men and women, he claims they're doing a fine job in difficult circumstances. And
which means they're failing.
Over the past 5 years, they've apprehended and sent home 6 million people entering America illegally. So they actually claim...
Rubin actually entered America illegally again the next week.
let's see. Despite this process, we do not yet have full control of the border, and I'm determined to change that. Tonight I'm calling on Congress to provide funding. Oh, it's Congress that provides funding. Congress
is supposed to.
They just make funding up, right? Oh, no, it's taken from you and I. We're the ones providing the funding. Congress is going to direct it in the way that President Bush hopes they will, which means he wants dramatic improvements in manpower and technology at the border. He says he wants another increase in Border Patrol officers by 6,000. So they've already raised it to 12,000 from 9,000 in his term. Now they want to add it another 6,000 onto that. So essentially, they're talking about doubling the amount of Border Patrol from 9,000 to 18,000.
Well, we're not creating a police state here.
Oh, of course not. And then, we're launching the most technologically advanced border security initiative in American history. We'll construct high-tech fences in urban corridors. Now, that was what I think our caller earlier was referencing, fences around cities. He doesn't say that. He says high-tech fences in urban corridors. Does that mean the streets? What is, like, the interstates? What is an urban corridor?
Well, I would assume what that means to me, and it's difficult to say, I would think that they would put fences up where cities are, that if people want to travel across the border, they'll have to do it out in the desert.
Well, in that case, they're also going to be putting new patrol roads in and barriers up in rural areas. So a dual combo there. You've got the fences around the cities or nearby, this the urban corridors, whatever that means exactly, and then some sort of also extra enforcement in the rural areas. They're going to put motion sensors, infrared cameras, unmanned aerial vehicles, allegedly all to prevent illegal border crossings.
It's awfully expensive keeping that border safe.
Yep. Let's see. Training. They're going to be training thousands of new Border Patrol agents, and he's announcing several immediate steps to strengthen border enforcement. One way, according to him, is to use the National Guard. So in regards to that, up to 6,000 Guard members will be deployed to our southern border, which means that we're going to have military troops on the southern border. And as I believe it was HammerOfTruth.com was pointing out earlier today, that's essentially going to be like a DMZ almost. I mean, kind of like a North Korea, South Korea sort of thing, where we've got troops lining on the border. Will that encourage the Mexican authorities to put troops on their side of the border as well?
Oh, I think they have troops, some troops there.
Really?
To some extent, helping immigrants get across so they don't die.
At that point, could you say we were in a Mexican standoff?
I suppose you could.
All right, so let's see. They say that the initial commitment of the Guard members will last for a period of 1 year. After that, the number of forces will be reduced as the Border Patrol agents and new technologies come online. So essentially he's saying that right now we're going to throw a bunch of Guard members down there so they can walk around and be bribed, I suppose. And then we're going to replace them with Border Patrol agents so they can get bribed.
Now, let me tell you what last December Lieutenant General James Helmy said of the Army Reserve that he heads. It's rapidly degenerating into a broken force because of its operations in Iraq, is in grave danger of being unable to meet other operational requirements. Undeployed units had only about 34% of their essential warfighting equipment as of July 2005. This is what we're sending down there? We have sucked the lifeblood out of the National Guard. Now,
the Army
is the sort of thing that the National Guard should be used for. Now, I don't agree that in the specific instance, I don't agree with it, but this makes sense. Sending the National Guard to fight a war in a foreign country doesn't make sense. National Guard, Guard Nation. You know, sorry.
Well, let's see. They're also apparently state and local law enforcement is going to be involved here, and they're going to be increasing federal funding for state and local authorities assisting the Border Patrol on targeted enforcement missions. Now, of course, federal funding always comes along with federal controls and federal strings, so who knows what that's going to mean in the long run. So he's saying that the steps he's outlined will improve, allegedly, their ability to catch people entering the United States illegally. But what will it do for those of us trying to leave the country? You know, with an extra 6,000 Border Patrol agents doing their bureaucratic jobs on the border. Is that going to make it any easier for us to leave America?
How about getting back in?
How about coming back in? I mean, even if it is simple to leave the country, what's it going to be like when we're trying to come back?
It wasn't very nice for me coming back in through the Canadian border, I'll say.
What are they going to do? Do they have different lines? Like, if you're an American car coming back, you get in the American line, and if you're someone who's coming in to visit the country from another country, then you can get into kind of the immigrant line? Are there going to be two different lines? How's that all going to work? It sounds to me like it'll be backed up, slow, bureaucratic, and a real pain in the butt. 1-800-259-9231. I'll peruse through here, see if there's anything else worth sharing with you, but it certainly sounds like we've got a bit more of a police state on the way here in the United States. Free Talk Live.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Woman's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And you can join us online.
What about Manwich? Yeah, oh, what about Shelley?
Did you guys work that out?
What about you?
You forgot me. Like, you just went on.
What do you think? You're a talk show host? You deserve attention?
I'm here every night. I should get to say my name.
What, are you going to cry now? Are you going to cry now, Linda? Is that what's going to happen?
What'd that one guy say? You're getting awful dramatic there, Princess or Cinderella.
I don't know.
What one guy?
I don't know. One guy called in. I thought it was hilarious.
Okay. Was it tonight?
No, it was weeks ago.
What did some guy we talked to once say? You know, that one dude?
Yeah, that one day.
God knows Ian would remember it.
All right.
He'll remember the content of his call if he was, you know, advocating such and such, but God knows he wouldn't remember a funny joke.
Bulletin board system is there, bbs.freetalklive.com, Shrine of Female Listeners and more, all on our website, all free, again, freetalklive.com. We're talking about the speech that the president gave tonight about how it is that he plans on spending lots and lots of taxpayer dollars enforcing the border and immigration laws and that sort of thing. And he's outlining allegedly five steps that we're going to go through. One of these steps is to increase the Border Patrol, essentially double the amount of agents. They are at, they're at 12,000 now. They were at 9,000. They want to take it to 18,000 over the next few years. He's also saying that apparently they want to end this catch and release thing that they're doing. Allow me to explain. According to the president, they're saying that 85% of the illegal immigrants that are being caught are Mexicans, and most are sent back home within 24 hours. But when they catch illegal immigrants from other countries, apparently this process is not quite as simple in regards to sending them back. For many years,
well, other countries aren't attached to the United States.
Right. For many years, the government did not
increase bureaucracy in handling the Mexicans.
Well, now they're going to be increasing bureaucracy in handling the other 15% of immigrants that are crossing illegally. So apparently what they're going to do is create more so-called detention facilities. Because what was happening before is most of them were released into American society and then said, okay, you need to come back for this court date. Of course they're not coming back.
Oh, right. That's a wise way to handle it.
Well, it's certainly better than spending serious amounts of taxpayer dollars to house them in a detention facility.
What I'm saying is if you've got a goal that you're trying to accomplish. I'm not saying I agree with the goal,
okay.
But I'm just saying if they have something they're trying to accomplish, that's so the wrong way to go about it.
I agree. Well, anyway, what they're going to do now is build some more detention facilities at your taxpayer dollar.
Of course.
And that means that they'll be able to literally house and hold these people that they catch until such date as they're determined that they can return to their home country. However long that's going to take. And so, blah, 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 they're going to build more facilities, they're going to send more border patrol down on the borders, they're going to be building fences, putting up infrared cameras, they've got ninjas standing by.
You know, it's just more government, more government, more government.
That's all
they're proposing to do.
And the
conservatives. We can solve this problem. We've failed up to this point, but we can fix the problem.
And who is it that's cheering the loudest about this? The so-called conservatives.
Yep.
The so-called small government crew.
Conservatives love their bureaucrats with guns. If you can put a gun in the hand of a bureaucrat, suddenly they feel they're that much more efficient. I don't understand. I don't get it.
Let's see. They're also going to be creating this temporary worker program that has been discussed. Third, they're claiming they're going to hold employers accountable for the workers they hire. It's apparently against the law to hire someone who is in this country illegally, according to President Bush. Blah, blah, blah. Employers can't verify the legal status of their employees. Therefore, we need an identification card. Now, Bush is saying that it's only going to be for legal foreign workers. So, therefore, he's claiming this card should use biometric technology, just as digital fingerprints, to make it tamper-proof. Yeah, that's right. Your president actually believes that an identification card is going to be tamper-proof.
It doesn't matter whether he believes it or not. He's just trying to make us believe it.
Okay, true. He says a tamper-proof card would help us enforce the law, leave employers with no excuse for violating it. But wait a minute.
We'll make it tamper-proof. Make it out of that same stuff they put the lids on the aspirin with. Because I can't get those open.
Now, why would we want to... okay, they're talking about this identification card only for legal foreign workers. But what about, why would somebody want why would somebody who is here illegally want to go about getting a faked legal foreign worker card when they could just go about getting themselves a fake driver's license or some other fake form of identification that shows them as a real American citizen? Like, why would they even want to bother faking that one? It seems to me that it's sort of an interim step towards a national identification card, period. Doesn't it kind of have that hallmark to you?
Seems that way to me.
He says, fourth, we must face the reality that millions of illegal immigrants are already here. And then he says they shouldn't be given an automatic path to citizenship. He opposes amnesty, but at the same time, he then in the next paragraph says he doesn't support rounding up all of the illegals and throwing them out of the country. So he's not yet ready to support that whole Nazi tactic of trying to root out all of the illegal immigrants and eject them, but at the same time, he doesn't want to allow them to be here. That doesn't sound too definitive. Fifth, he says, we must honor the great American tradition of the melting pot, which has made us one nation out of many peoples. The success of our country depends on us helping newcomers assimilate into our society and embrace our common identity as Americans, whatever that means. Americans are bound together by shared ideals, appreciation of our history, respect for the flag we fly, and an ability to speak and write the English language.
So he's not an American, but he's our president.
800-259-9231. There's a few more thoughts here on this whole immigration thing. Your calls, if you make them here in the remaining moments of the show, this is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free number. Bring up whatever you want, even in these remaining moments. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online. freetalklive.com. We invite you to become an amplifier. amp.freetalklive.com is the place to go to learn more about the program. We give you everything on our website for free, so it's a totally voluntary option. If you want to help Free Talk Live spread to more radio stations, you want to get more internet listeners on board for the show, the AMP program is the best way to do that. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And all we ask for is $3 a month. Pretty affordable. In fact, that's less than some cups of coffee, as a matter of fact. Amp.freetalklive.com, you learn about the perks, the access to the Amplifier-only classic archives, the Amplifier-only forum and call-in line, and more. Plus, when we reach the final goal of the program, we'll be reducing commercial time on the show by 25%. So there's more to it. Amp.freetalklive.com, and it makes a big difference for us. All right, President Bush gave a speech tonight talking about immigration and how he wants to have Congress spend billions of your taxpayer dollars on all of his wonderful program ideas as far as creating a police state, putting up fences, creating immigrant detention facilities, essentially gulags for immigrants to stay in while they wait to be returned to their original country. So we've got calls for new fences, doubling the amount of Border Patrol agents, putting the National Guard down on the border, new technology, spending oodles and oodles of your money on this. And then he starts mentioning how English is a great idea. He doesn't actually call for necessarily laws regarding English, but this is just him saying what he wants. He's not going to be the man who's writing the bill. That's going to be Congress, and so this could expand even further. I mean, it's inevitable with a government program that this plot will expand further. It will become more expensive than he's already projected that it will. And now he's talking about English, which means they're going to probably force some sort of English program on people. And he's right about what he says about English, that it allows newcomers to, as he says, go from picking crops to opening a grocery to cleaning offices, from cleaning offices to running offices. It certainly is beneficial to immigrants to this country to learn English.
Oh,
however,
yeah.
There is enough pressure based on the marketplace. We don't need to pass laws to mandate that people that come here learn English. If they don't want to learn English, they shouldn't be forced to. If they don't learn English, it just means that their choices are more limited. Allow the market to operate in this particular case, but I doubt they will. So then he goes on to say, to spout off crap like this, America needs to conduct this debate as in a reasoned and respectful tone. The feelings run deep on this issue, and as we work it out, all of us need to keep some things in mind. We cannot build a unified country by inciting people to anger or playing on anyone's fears or exploiting the issue of immigration for political gain. Nobody's doing that, are they?
Right.
We must always remember that real lives will be affected by our debates and decisions, and that every human being has dignity and value no matter what their citizenship papers say, unless they're Iraqis.
Did you add that last part?
Yes, okay. I did.
I was hoping it was actually part of the speech, unless they're Iraqis.
Because it seems to me that he's forgotten that real lives are affected by his decisions, or that he doesn't care, because he's managed to affect over 2,000 of our troops' lives by sending them to Iraq to die in the dirt, not to mention the uncounted amount of Iraqi dead. And so, yeah, you're absolutely going to be affecting people's lives. And how about the lives of those of us that are paying taxes to support programs that we don't want to pay for? Our lives are going to be affected as well. What if we decide that we don't want to pay taxes for this American police state anymore? Then our lives are really going to be affected when we get thrown in jail as a result of it. Not a good situation, and it sounds like it's just going to get worse. It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
We'll see you tomorrow night. In the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
Good night, Luann.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Tired?